Transformation of America by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. Part 1 by Mark Phillips, Foreword. With liberty and justice for all preamble to the United States Constitution. My name is Mark Hart, Mark Ewing Phillips, born May 17, 1943 in Nashville, Tennessee. I have no criminal record and I have never been adjudged insane. I am not a scholar, professional writer, or mental health physician. While I lack the official published academic credentials, I am recognized internationally by mental health and law enforcement professionals as an authority on the secret science concerning external control of the mind. The purpose of Part I of this book is to document how this reputation was gained. This brief and highly condensed contribution is intended to provide an understanding of why, when, and where I embarked on a study of the most secret technology known to man, trauma-based mind control. Through the publication of declassified United States government documents, U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, admits that this ancient wizard's mechanism for control is so dangerous that most information pertaining to it must remain classified as top secret. As to be employee of a DOD subcontractor with exposure to mind control research, I was required to sign an oath of secrecy. To this day, I am restricted by law from revealing certain specific information that directly pertained to my employment as, among other sensitive exposures, a U.S. DOD subcontractor in mind control research. This super secret technology is an evolved system of remote human physical fine psychological manipulation that has only recently been officially recognized by accredited mental health physicians for what it is: absolute mind control. My first encounter with mind control research began in the late 1960s in Atlanta, Georgia, on the Emory University campus at the Yerkes Primate Center. It was there that I learned about primate behavior modification, the basis for human mind control. Part I of this book is my attempt to impart an understanding of how this and other exposures would prepare me for the challenge of a lifetime. What I witnessed, in terms of technology, at the Yerkes Primate Center and other government-sponsored research facilities, combined with years of personal research into this science of mind manipulation, did not adequately prepare me for what I would be exposed to in 1988 through an unexpected chain of events. This exposure came in the form of personal acquaintance with the human results officially entitled by DOD as, among other cryptic file titles, MKUltra.1. 1 Weinstein, Harvey M. M.D. Psychiatry and the CIA, Victims of Mind Control, American Psychiatric Press, 1990. I have outlined this noxious introduction in hopes that the material provided by one MKUltra survivor, Kathy O'Brien, will incite a legitimate federal investigation of her claims. I was able to liberate MKUltra victims, Kathy O'Brien and her daughter, Kelly, from the invisible grip of this U.S. government secret weapon of control. In the process, I also helped Kathy recover her mental and physical health. However, I have not been successful in enlisting the cooperation of my government to pursue the justice issue. There is a reason for this failure to obtain justice that you, the reader, need to know. I have been told repeatedly, justice is not obtainable, for reasons of national security. This book is primarily the autobiography of Kathy O'Brien, who did not volunteer for service to her country, but was used her entire life against her innate, voluntary will for perpetuating criminal activity by many so-called leaders within the U.S. government. These treasonous leaders did volunteer for political service to our country. They must be held accountable for their actions. Together, Kathy and I have dedicated our lives to the pursuit of justice and rehabilitation for her and Kelly. All avenues for justice and rehabilitative relief have been blocked for reasons of national security. The question arises, whose security? Kathy O'Brien provides the logical answer. Perhaps after reading this work, you will inspire others to read it. Collectively, as patriots, we can make a positive difference for Kathy and Kelly, our government, and humanity. by having our voices heard. In my opinion, our great United States Constitution does not need to be amended, it needs to be enforced. The grim reality we must all embrace is that there is, in human terms, no justice, and no revenge adequate to equal what these two, and many other victims of this U.S. government secret weapon experienced. The only remaining remnant of opportunity for justice for these survivors would be derived from a public forum expose of what they experienced. What these survivors need to witness is the mass dissemination of their story and radical, positive change in their government's management of secrets. This would be an acceptable, though belated, substitute for justice. Their hope lies in the belief that truth lives a wretched life, but always survives a lie,